I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, June 9. Coming up, Jamaica and Cuba sign MOU on multi-destination tourism, government to reduce taxes on land transactions, and MSME and entrepreneurship policy to be reviewed. The details after the break.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Cuba and Jamaica have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on multi-destination tourism. Attorney General Marlene Malahu Fort and Tourism Minister of Cuba Manuel Marrero Cruz inked the agreement at the Association of Caribbean States Summit held in Cuba on June 4. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said both countries have committed to having their respective ministries define the appropriate mechanisms to implement the agreement in a manner that brings tangible and mutual benefits.
We acknowledge the importance of working together expeditiously to facilitate the movement of people through the region to support multi-destination tourism in the Caribbean.
The Association of Caribbean States was established on July 24, 1994 in Cartagena de Indias, Colombia. This with the aim of increasing cooperation among countries of the Greater Caribbean in four principal areas: the preservation and conservation of the Caribbean Sea, sustainable tourism, trade development and economic external relations, and transport and disaster risk reduction. The government has committed to reducing stamp duties and transfer taxes on land transactions. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the move forms part of efforts to spark growth in real estate and construction sectors.
It is part of the need to drive and stimulate the industry. On the last occasion it was done, we knew that the markets started to see some increased activity. The private sector is where the engine of growth must come from. Certainly, the reduction in any transaction tax will help to stimulate the economy.
Other plans for the sector include the implementation of more public-private partnerships to build housing solutions and the introduction of practical building technology to reduce housing costs. The minister was addressing the 50th anniversary symposium of the Realtors Association of Jamaica earlier this week. The government will be conducting a review of the 2013 Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, MSME and Entrepreneurship Policy. The review will be carried out over the next 3 months. Minister of Industry and Commerce Carl Samuda says the review forms part of efforts to establish national key performance indicators for the MSME sector and ensure consistent data reporting, measurement and monitoring.
This initiative will improve the reporting of financial statistics for the sector and will lay the foundation for development of more tailored financing products.
Mr. Samuda was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. In the meantime, Industry and Commerce Minister Carl Samuda says an initiative is underway to expand the outreach of business development services to the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector. This in partnership with parish-based institutions and through web-related products.
We have made arrangement with the chambers of commerce across the country to meet every 3 months. And at those meetings, we will review all the obstacles to business so that we will be in touch from the ministry standpoint and the private sector. We will be in touch with all the issues that must be addressed. And collectively, through a working partnership, we will be able to get the job done.
In addition, a national catalogue of MSME initiatives has been prepared and is going through final review. The catalogue will be available on the Industry and Commerce Ministry's website by the end of June and will be regularly updated. The aim is to offer a one-stop information shop for the people of Jamaica on what is being provided to the sector across the island. Also, a national mentorship program will be introduced to harness and channel the expertise of talented businessmen and women here and abroad. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.